This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Monday, 10 Aug, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Across Israel today, the weather is warm and inviting. Tel Aviv and Haifa are enjoying sunny skies, perfect for a stroll. In Jerusalem, there's a light breeze keeping the heat at bay. Meanwhile, in Eilut, it's a typical hot day, perfect for those enjoying the beach. Wherever you are, it's a beautiful day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, in the past few hours, Maariv reports that the IDF has admitted to avoiding the eviction of illegal outposts. In the first half of 2026, 660 incidents of nationalist crime occurred in the West Bank, alongside 45 targeted attacks against security forces. Also, Ynet brings concerns from Israel regarding a new alliance between Saudi Arabia, Turkey, and Pakistan. An Israeli official warns this pact, allegedly focused on Iran, might actually be aimed against Israel. There are calls to strengthen ties with Greece. Also this hour, the Times of Israel reports Iran claims the Saudi-Pakistan-Turkey deal indicates a shift in regional perceptions of the U.S. Tehran believes this shows allies feel they cannot rely on Washington anymore. Separately, JNS questions the motivations behind the Saudi-Turkish-Pakistani agreement. Speculation arises whether it's a product of Sunni-Shiite tensions or a broader Muslim alliance against non-Muslim nations. And finally, JTA discusses South Carolina's Republican Senate nominee, who is expected to be pro-Israel. However, matching Lindsey Graham's Middle East expertise will be challenging. From X, the latest. A.G. Hamilton, a political commentator, posted just minutes ago about compensations for terror victims of the Islamic Republic. He questions why billions are held instead of aiding victims and their families. Eve Barlow, an activist, wrote recently that Jew hatred is resurging alarmingly. She highlights the silence of those who once called for solidarity and asks for acknowledgement of the Jewish existence. I-24 News English reported earlier today on a confrontation in Iraq. Iraqi authorities attempted to control an Iranian-backed militia but were met with gunfire, showcasing Baghdad's struggle to assert power over militias. Let's go deeper, starting with the IDF's recent admission. Maariv's report highlights a significant issue in the West Bank, with hundreds of nationalist crimes and attacks against security forces. The situation underscores ongoing tensions and challenges in maintaining order in the region. Turning to the regional alliance involving Saudi Arabia, Turkey, and Pakistan, Ynet's insights reveal Israel's apprehension about this new pact. The concern is not just regional stability, but also the potential isolation of Israel. Strengthening ties with Greece might be a strategic move to counterbalance this development. Meanwhile, the Times of Israel provides Tehran's perspective on the alliance. Iran suggests this reflects a diminishing trust in the U.S. by its regional allies. This sentiment could influence future diplomatic engagements and alter the balance of power in the Middle East. In a related development, JNS explores the broader implications of the Saudi-Turkish-Pakistani agreement. The uncertainty around its motivations adds complexity to regional politics, potentially affecting relations beyond the immediate stakeholders. Finally, JDA's analysis of South Carolina's Senate race highlights a potential shift in U.S.-Israel relations. As a new nominee emerges, the established rapport and understanding of Middle East dynamics fostered by Lindsey Graham could face challenges. This could impact future U.S. foreign policy toward Israel. Turning to business and markets. First, Maariv Business reports that parking in Jerusalem will become more expensive starting tomorrow for non-residents. Rates in the city center will increase, affecting daily commuters and visitors. Separately, Ktech notes that defense stocks are surging following new IPOs. Companies like DSIT and Smart Shooter have seen significant gains, while others like Protolim and Urban Brand face losses. And finally, Israel Hayom Business warns of a new phishing scam using Saret Haddad's name. The scam targets individuals by falsely promoting concert tickets, posing a financial risk to unsuspecting fans. Yes, that's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 11 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.